out there. We've been doing it consistently for 8 years. We think, you know, the growth is, you know, pretty consistent, and it does give us, you know, the confidence to do things like Washington Mutual. I also want to point out that, you know, we think about, you know, where we stand, you know, where we come from and where we are. You know, the franchise that we have today, I talked about just the overall footprint, but, you know, the franchise broadly is one of the most enviable out there. And there are a couple of great franchises when you look at, you know, the transactions that have come together. But, you know, what we've got, you know, away from some of those people are, I describe, it's a great and improving brand. When we talk about the Chase brand, Gordon talked about how we manage it with Jay in terms of trying to build it. But if you really think about it, in terms of being a great brand locally in all the communities we serve, the Chase brand is relatively new. So the fact that we've made the progress that we've made in the short period of time, great brands take a long time to build. And so as we continue to do that, by both our performance and the way we present ourselves, you know, through our marketing materials, that hopefully will just continue to take us to a new level. And obviously the benefits of being part of the rest of J.P. Morgan, you know, aren't lost on anyone. It's, you know, not the hardest job in the world running the retail bank as part of J.P. Morgan today. I'm going to go on and talk about Boston Mutual for a second, because it's obviously it's a very big management challenge for us. First on page 23, we did a lot of work over a long period of time at really analyzing the company. And then when the deal got done, it happened very, very quickly. Got the call from the FDIC on a Friday. They came to meet with us on a Monday. The deal was announced Thursday night. That night, as Mike mentioned, we raised $11 billion of capital. And then Friday morning, Todd was in California and Gordon was in California, different places because one was Irvine versus San Fran. I was out in Seattle. Frank came out to Seattle. Jay was out in Seattle. It was hours the next day. It makes it, you know, a very, you know, non-traditional transaction with immediate ownership. The initial things that we had to do right away are stabilize the franchise, right? I mean, when you go through and remember what was done, the business was seized by the FDIC. There were